My name is Dina Jabber. I'm a Syrian American, born in Minnesota, raised in Arizona. We're at an apartment complex in Glendale, Arizona, visiting one of the refugee families that arrived in early September from Syria. And Dina! Marhaba!
I am Fatima. I coming to America from Jordan. I am from Syria. I come with my family, my husband and my children, two boys and two girls. My kids, Zaki, 12 years, Mariam, 10 years, Aisha, 5 years, عمر 3 years. أول ما دخلنا فتنا هيك على البيت عن جد.
When we first arrived, we were a little frightened. We realized like this is real. This is no longer just a dream. You know, it was always a dream of ours to come to America, and finally here we are, and a dream is coming true. It's happening. I remember I had arrived at first to the house, and when I walked in, I was expecting something awful, something horrible. But I walked in and realized it was such a nice place, that the house was furnished already for me. And I was very happy to see that. I've been very closely involved in preparing the houses before the families come in. Myself, my father, and two physicians in our community and a fifth individual kind of got together, and we decided, you know what, we really want to help out the Syrians that are coming into Phoenix. We wanted to welcome them into our community, let them know that there are people here that understand what they've been through, and that we want to open our arms to them, welcome them here, help them out, make them feel comfortable. And I remember having been on the airplane thinking, oh gosh, what am I going to cook for my kids when I get home? They're going to be so hungry, especially since they didn't like the airplane food. So I got here and we walked in, and just moments later, somebody knocked at the door, and the organizers of the program had sent over a meal for us of some of our, you know, great Arabic dishes, you know, the beans and the okra, the rice and the chicken, all these things. And it was so nice to see that this was ready for me. Both of my parents are from Syria, both sides. She lived in the same neighborhood in Damascus. The weather was so beautiful there in the summertime, in the evenings. Like, you get this really nice breeze, you get the smell of the jasmine flower, and so we would just enjoy, you know, being there, being around the family. When everything started happening in Syria, I became very active here in humanitarian aid and just awareness, standing in solidarity with the Syrians. So, you know, I became very affected by what was happening over there, because it's also home to me.
When I arrived to America, and when I saw my friend Dina, I am so happy. I hope to my kids a good future and a good friend, because I come to America from my children.